clear, elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It is great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we wrap up the program today, I actually want to go back to a conversation we had earlier in the day during hour number one. And, of course, if you ever miss anything on Inside Sources, you can just go to KSL News Radio Podcast, kslpodcast.com, and you can find all the podcasts from all of our extraordinary guests, get all the great insight, whenever you want it, whether you're going for a walk on the exercise bike or just chilling and having a little background noise. Great things to be talking about. And I want to go back to our conversation with Paul Lambert, who's the Religion Initiative Director at the Wheatley Institute down at BYU. And we were talking about this whole element of faith in the public square, in particular as it relates to what's going on college campuses and where we're having some of that fail, but why we're having it. And I'm one of those who believes that if you want to have faith in the future of America, you have to have faith in the future of America. It has to be part of the conversation. One of the things that Paul pointed out in his piece at Deseret.com was something from our friend David Brooks, who said, we are trying to do something that has never been done before. We are trying to build the first mass multicultural democracy and to sustain it over time. And so valuing the differences, having that kind of diversity, whether it's on a college campus, whether it's in our own community, whether it's in a business or an organization, we have to get to a very different place. But sadly, so often, faith is not part of that equation. If you look at most of the things that have taken place as it relates to things like DEI in organizations and on college campuses, faith is usually not part of that equation. That's something else that we're supposed to deal with at church or synagogue or just in our own homes. And I'm one of those who firmly believes that faith is a dimension of diversity. And the fact that we've seen such a rise in anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and a host of other things tells me that we're not getting to the right conversation when it comes to faith. And I think in recent years, there's actually been some improvement in this space that's also worth noting and celebrating. And that is the development of the right kinds of diversity programs for employees is a good thing. Because what most businesses recognize and understand is that when workers feel included and valued and nurtured, it has some really nice byproduct. Loyalty, commitment, productivity, all of those things tend to flourish. Few organizations have made the ultimate leap, though, as they looked at these kinds of programs in their organizations, and that is to recognize faith as a dimension of diversity. And it's really interesting to me that employee fatigue from kind of the 24/7 connection to work through technology, as we have younger and older employees assessing things beyond what happens between 9 to 5 or when their work begins and ends, some businesses are starting to have doubts about their doubts when it comes to faith in the workplace. For a really long time, many years, an employee talking about their faith was not just frowned upon, but usually strongly cautioned against. Long shunned in the high-paced, high culture of today's organizations, faith may have regained a foothold as companies see it's part of uplifting and strengthening and uniting force with their employees. A couple of years ago, I interacted with a group from Salesforce, salesforce.com. Of course, they do global customer relationship management systems, and they had a wide range of diversity programs ranging from Latinos to LGBTQ, Asian groups, veteran groups, women's group, those with unique abilities, with their disabilities. And each of these at Salesforce had a force. So it was the ability force, Latino force, out force, and so on. Now, the interesting thing to me was that, of course, Salesforce is headquartered in Silicon Valley, not exactly a burgeoning bastion of religiosity down there. Salesforce actually discovered the power of faith in their organization, and that faith in the lives and the performance of their employees made a difference. And so they took a bit of a leap of faith, and they actually developed Faithforce as one of these officially recognized groups inside the organization. And I thought it was interesting. They actually described the effort of Faith Force this way. They said, "We acknowledge, celebrate, and foster understanding of our global faith and religious diversity across our company. With the goal of inclusion and empowering employees to bring their whole, authentic selves to work, Faith Force is open to all people of faith and allies who wish to learn about the different traditions that are integrated into our global communities." I think it's a great space to begin. Doesn't mean you have to have everybody as part of faith. I know a lot of the things they do down there with Faith Force is just education and conversation so people can be radically curious. Well, what do you believe? Why do you believe that? Tell me more about the history of this. And to engage in some of those core elevated conversations that really matter. And, of course, no one should ever feel pressured to have to sign up or be involved in any particular organization inside a company. That should always be volunteer. But it does create a really interesting space. And it actually leads to a lot of the things that we talked to Paul Lambert about earlier in the show, that religious inclusion can actually help a wider swath of people to see themselves as beneficiaries of diversity work, including a lot of those who are the harshest critics. It's also important for us to recognize that in our history as a country, it has been people of faith and faith organizations that have championed a lot of social justice and human dignity efforts. All of that leads to greater inclusion and better understanding of one another. And so oneness is not sameness, as we always say, but when we actually get to understanding how we're going to have faith in the future of our country, it is if we have faith in the future of our country. And that's where it all begins, and hopefully that leads to a better end. Well, that wraps it up for us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. I am Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us today. And as always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.